Okay, Rabbi Isai. Today we're going to go weiter. We're going to learn Perek Yud. We're also going to answer one of the big kashas we had on the last Perek. So we spoke by Riches about the ramifications of one's actions on others. And that's the reason why Gamheim, that was the whole idea that we shared, that Gamheim, that the Givoinim, who came from the mice that Akleisol did with Shechem ben Hamor, it was our action that basically we created the monster. We created the monster. But we had a different kasha. We had a kasha. Our kasha was, L'chaira, why did Akleisol keep the promise to the Givoinim? Right? It was a shvur betos. It was a mistake. It would seem to be, according to halacha, unquestionably, that if somebody makes a shvur like that, the shvur is not chal. Right? It's a nidrei oinsim, it's a nidrei shkogus. Nothing. If you look here in Chazal on the pasuk where it says, "For lo hikum bnei Yisrael ki nishbu lem nesiyeh eda b'Hashem alikei Yisrael." So the Gemara says in Gittin, probably some of you remember it from Gittin, Omar Bishu ben Levi, my timer, says, V'lehikum b'nei Yisrael ki nishbu lam nesiyeh yoheda. So the Chazal say, Ki v'nomu lam eretz v'choy kabonu, v'loy bo, loy chay l'shvu alei klal, says the Gemara. So the Gemara in Gittin Memvav asks my kasha. We'll get to what the answer is. The whole shua wasn't a shua. Yet, the lashon of the Nesiim, Vayayim Aleihem Nesiim, Anachnu Nishbanu Lashem, Lohem Bashem Elikei Yisrael, Va'atu Leinuchal in Goyabhem. We can't touch them. So the Gemara itself is asking this question, is making the statement, the Gemara in Gittin, that the shvur is not a shvur. They made a shvur on a total false premise. So the shvur didn't. The shvur is not a shvur. So they were not bound by the shvur. Yet the Nesiim used the lashon. We can't touch them. We made a shvur. So what does that mean? Perek Yud talks about a bunch of kings, Adoni Tzedek and Lachish. Melech Lachish, Melech Egloin, they all got together to fight the Givoinim. Okay? Why did they fight the Givoinim? Because the Givoinim were a big oilim, and now that the Givoinim joined forces with Klal Yisrael, it was more dangerous for everybody. That became more dangerous for everybody. Right? They say now that, you know, the Iranians are much more concerned about Eretz Yisrael than they ever were. Now, why? Because now, after the Abraham Accords, there's a whole bunch of Arab nations that are militarily cooperating, aligned with Eretz Yisrael. So now Iran is much more worried, right? They have more to be worried about. So Pasha, they got scared. Vayirumoit. Anyway, they decided they're going to fight them. Vayasvu vayalu chamishas malachei amorim melchishalayim chevron yamrus lochish egloin vayachnu al givoin vayiloch molehel. So they went to fight. So if you were givoin now, if you were givoinim, the last thing you would think of is to send a message to Yeshua ben Nun that he should send Jewish soldiers to protect you. You just finished scamming Gans Klal Yisrael. You fooled the entire nation of Klal Yisrael. Right? You made up a Baba Maisa. And you should be lucky that they just let you go. And they did that because they made a promise to you. Now you should be Moisa Nefesh to save these guys, to try to save these guys. Meshugim. Why? Why? Look at what's going on today, right? Even all the countries that want to support Ukraine, they're not sending soldiers in. They're dancing around Russia. Right? That it shouldn't be viewed upon like they're mixing into the war, even though they're mixing into war in every possible way except for going there, right? Because you don't want to jeopardize your soldiers for Yemen. That's even a country you're supportive. Here you're talking about Givonim. They just finished. For some reason, the Givonim had the chutzpah to send a message to Yeshua, to send Israeli soldiers, Jewish soldiers, to defend them. Pasuk says that the Anshei Givonim sent to Yeshua, Al teref yodecha me'avodecha. Ale aleinu mehera. Quick! Come here quickly. Voishialanu. Zok the pasuk. Vayoymer Hashem el Yeshua al tira mehem ki biyotcho nisatim. Lo yamoid ish mehem b'fonech. The Rebbeinu Shlom gives ashgoche. The Rebbeinu Shlom gives an approval that Jewish soldiers should defend the Givonim. What is going on here? It's mamish a pella that Yiddish soldiers should defend. Now, Chazal tell us in the Medrash Rabbe that Yeshua wasn't, when they sent the message, Yeshua, come save us, Yeshua was like, what are we doing? Says the Medrash, Ba'oisai Shah, this is the Medrash Rabbe in Bamidbo. Ba'oisai Shah, Omar Yeshua. V'chi b'shvil ha-geirim ha-lolu anu matrichim ha-latzimu. So the Medrash Rabba is saying in Bamidbar Rabba that Yeshua ben Nun had this question. V'chi b'shvil ha-geirim ha-lolu, and some have the girsa, ha-geirim ha-rurim ha-elu. These despicable geirim, they weren't real geirim. Right? Fascinating Chazal. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Yeshua he should go. He should go, he should send Yiddish soldiers to defend the despicable Givonim. But that's what he did. And that's not what happened. We're not finished yet. They're fearing a Muhammad. Yeshua ben Nun calls in the Shemayim Va'oretz to participate. Because the Milchama came to Friday, Shabbos. Yeshua ben Nun, famous Maisa. Vayoymer le'enei kol Yisrael, Yeshua ben Nun says in front of everybody, Shemesh begivoyim dom, v'yoreach be'emek ayolis. Yeshua ben Nun said that the sun should stop. Azay zokter. Come Chazal say, what made Yeshua do this? So Chazal say, in the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezel, he gia erev Shabbos. Yeshua ben Nun saw, it's Friday. V'rob it's a Rosh Hashanah shalei yichalu es ha-Shabbos. Ma osa Yeshua, poshet yodei lo ha-Shemesh, v'hizke aleim es ha-Shem, v'omad kolecha b'mkoymoi, shisha u'shloishim shoyis ad moitzei Shabbos. He had a maisa. Yeshua ben Nun held the sun up for 36 hours. So Klai Yisrael should not have to be Mechal Shem. Open up a Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, and the Rambam says that this war is mutter to fear Tzachan Shabbos. So the Rambam Perek Beis, Oysim imorim mochama b'chol yoyim v'afilu b'Shabbos. מפי השמור לומד הוא אדריד אותו אפילו בשבס. ואין צורך לא עם המלחמס מצווה או כיבוש יריחו ולא יקובע שישוע אז יריחו אלו בשבס. אלת המייסה. So you're allowed to do a מלחמה of כיבוש ארץ ישראל, ארץ ישראל מייצר, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. This war was 100% allowed to be done on Shabbos. Yeshua ben Nun asked the sun to stop for 36 hours, not to set. So a Klai Yisrael shouldn't have to be Mechal Shabbos. Why? As the Rambam points out, Yericho was conquered on Shabbos. Kibush Yericho was on Shabbos. Yeshua didn't make any kuntzim over there. They conquered it on Shabbos. It was orchestrated. It was conquered on Shabbos. Al Pi Hashem. So what happened here? What was the point? So Rabbi Yisai, this continues the musig that we started with. Basically, the mahalach we said was that Klal Yisrael needed a tikkun with the Givonim. Because since we originally did Arma with them, so we created that they also were Noheg Ba'arma. Now, Klal Yisrael made a shvua to the Givonim. Now, if Klal Yisrael would have gone back on that shvua they made to Givonim, they would have fell right back into the trap. What was the tikkun? If this was a standard thing, Reuven made a shvua to Shimon. Shimon came to Reuven, he told him, I'm your brother. Made up a story, I'm your brother from 100 years ago. We got lost at birth. Reuven makes a shvua to Shimon. He's going to give him something. And then it's this bar that Shimon is not his brother. Avada the shvua's bottle. And Avada Bezdin would not tell Reuven, you know what? Be machmer. No, there's nothing to be machmer. It's a fake, it's a false shvua. It's sheker. And there's nothing to talk about. But here we're dealing with a very unique situation. Here we're dealing with a situation where we were held a little responsible for the Givonim's trickery. Because we did Arma many years back with the Zedah von Givonim, Vayasu gam heim ba'arma. So now when we made a haftocha to the Givonim, we had an obligation to go lifnim mishur sadin, to be honest. And not to use a valid excuse. It would have been a valid excuse to say, listen, like the Gemara says in Gittin, you fooled us, we made a shvua on a false premise, we're not keeping it. That would have been a valid excuse. But a tikkun achet, it's not. It wouldn't have fixed the chet that we did originally. Now, by us going above and beyond to keep our words, now we will oiker the chet. We will oiker the chet that we did then. And memela, how far did it go? Comes the next parak. Now, I want to tell you what the Gemara in Gittin says. The Gemara in Gittin says that Taka, they didn't have a chiyuv to keep the shvua. The Gemara says in Gittin, they had no chiyuv to keep the shvua. Says the Gemara, why? V'har d'loy katlinu mishum kiddush Hashem. That's the lashon of the Gemara in Gittin. So had a kasha on the Gemara in Gittin. You can look it up. It's on Daf Mem Vov. Had a kasha on the Gemara in Gittin. I don't stand. So why isn't that locha every time you make a shvua betos? You should keep it. Als kiddush Hashem. No such halach. There's no such halach. But here it was unique. Because here the whole idea was now to fix the chet. Now let's take a step back. What happened over there with Shechem ben Hamor? When we fooled them, we did two things. We fooled them, and then we killed them. We did two things. We fooled them. We told them, if you're going to do a bris milah, we're going to become one nation. So we fooled them. Step two, we killed them. What was the tikkun achet? What was the tikkun achet? We kept our word, even though we had no chiv to keep our word. And then we saved them. We didn't just not kill them. We saved the Givonim from the five Malachim. By doing that, there was a complete tikkun achet of the original pogrom that we did in Shechem. Now we understand why Hashem told Yeshua ben Nun, go do it. Go protect them. Moisa nefesh for them. Because this is an opportunity for Klal Yisrael to be misakin the pagam, both pagamim that we had. Pagam number one, we fooled Shechem ben Hamor and the whole city. Pagam number two, we killed them. Now, we kept our word even though we weren't chayim, and we saved the Givoyim. So this was mamash a tikkun achet. The Rambam says, the true tikkun achet is to go back to the same situation and to fix it. So here we mamish went and we fixed the actual pagam that we did. So Rabbi said, that's first of all, it makes it very clear what happened here. What the yesod was. I wanted to say it could be that was now Yeshua's cheshbon with the son. There's a famous Pnei Yeshua. You guys remember because the Kasha is asked every year Hanukkah. What do we need the Nes of Hanukkah for? What do we need the Nes of the oil? Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Pnei Yeshua says, Bishlam if you'll Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur, okay. If you'll Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, there's mamish no need for the Nes. It's Tumah Hutra. What do we need the Nes for? So the Pnei Yeshua says a Gaval de Gavot. Pnei Yeshua says, when Hashem made the Nes with the oil, Hashem showed that he was merutza by our entire action. Showed he was merutza the milchom of the chashmonayim. He was merutza the chinuch hamigdash. It was a way of Shemayim smiling at our action. So Hashem made a nes to show us that what we were doing was right. And that he was merutza by what we were doing. Azay zok the Pnei Yeshua. That the nes itself was mara, the shleimus of the Ratzon Hashem in this action. Kemen Zogin, when we were conquering Yericho, it was a black and white milchama. It was a black. There was no controversy there. That was Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Kibush Eretz Yisrael, take out the Shulchan Aruch, Afilu B'Shabbos, no problem. We did it on Shabbos. But here was a whole controversy. What are we doing? Being mice and nefesh for what? For Givonim? Yeshua himself was questioning it. So Dafka, the Rebbeinu Shalom said, yeah. And Yeshua asked the Rebbeinu Shalom that a nes should take place to show that Hashem was merutza by our action here. Hashem was merutza by what we did here. And that was done by the nes happening that Klal Yisrael was saved from even having the Mechal Shabbos. Just like the oil, we could have used tummy oil. But by Hashem making a nest that we could use Torah oil, it was a way of Hashem showing Amirutza what's going on. This was Hashem's Hechshush temple by everything that we were doing here. I just want to add one last point. And that is that when Yeshua ben Nun asked the Rabbanu Shlomo, why do we have to be Makar of the Givonim so much? So Hashem tells Yeshua the following. Hashem tells Yeshua ben Nun, this is here by us in Perek Yud. Yeshua questions Hashem. Listen what the Rebbeinu Shlom tells Yeshua. He says, not only I want you to do this, but you should know, if you're not going to be makar of them, you're going to end up not being makar of your own people. Im ato tarchik es arachoykim, soifoch l'charachik es akroyim. The end will be a merachik kraven. Say ulamad mehechanu mita. Look, the Hashem tells Yeshua, where do you come from? You come from osnas bas poitifera koyanoin. Hashem tells Yeshua benon. If Yosef atzadik wouldn't have been miskarev to osnas bas poitifera, you wouldn't be around altogether. You're a product of that kiruv. So Hashem tells Yeshua benon that if you're not going to be makar of the rechoykim, the end is you won't be makar of the kroivim either. You'll be merachik the kroivim. Which means this mamish fits with the yisoid from Rav Shach that we spoke about how your actions impact other people. Right? The whole idea of what Christ, what the Shvatim did in Tishchem. But your actions also impact you. After the Iran Idachas, it says in the Pasuk, V'nosal l'chorachamim v'richamcha. So Rav Shach Zatzal always used to say, what's that bracha after Yiran Eidachas? So if Shach said, even though you're mechuyev to kill out the whole city of Iran Idachas, mechuyev to do it, but Lamaise, it can make a bad roshim on you. If you're not going to do it with the right purposes, it's going to make a bad roshim on you. Right? Which is something Rav Kook, of one of the most powerful ideas from Rav Kook, Zatzal, was about Avas Yisrael versus Sinas Yisrael. And he had a shita, as you all know, Rav Kook was a big Oyev Yisrael. His shita was the shtickle be machmer and Avas Yisrael, and the shtickle to be mekel, where there's a mitzvah to be have Sinas Yisrael. It's okay, I'm going to be mekel, but I'm not going to have Sinas Yisrael. Even though I may be mechuyev to have Sinas Yisrael. So he had a great philosophy, which I have to say, in that philosophy, I'm a Talmud of his. His philosophy was like this. He said, I don't want to do a mitzvah where if I'm not doing the mitzvah right, it's an avera. I'd rather do something which is an avera, which may be an avera, but if it's not a full avera, it's really a mitzvah. He said, Sinas Yisrael is an avera always, unless you're doing it mitoch ava. Meaning, if sometimes a Jew does something bad and you're supposed to go against what he's doing, you're supposed to hate his actions. You're not supposed to hate him. You have to hate his actions. And if you hate him, it's an avera. That's takan avera. Takan avera. He said, I'd rather love a Jew and be nichshel in loving him where I'm not supposed to love him than to be nichshel in hating him when I'm not supposed to hate him. It's a much better place to be in Shemayim that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to say, you know what, I have kindness on you. You had a Pesach, I still got too much Avas Yisrael. You even had Avas Yisrael where you shouldn't have Avas Yisrael. That's a much better position. That's a much more defensible position than Chas V'Shalom the other way around. So what Rav Shach said was, yeah, it's true you have to kill out the city of Iran Idachas. These are your brothers. These are your brothers. If you don't do it with the right intention, Chas V'Shalom. If you do it right, Hashem will make sure that action won't impact you negatively. You need a bracha. You need a bracha that the action shouldn't impact you negatively. That was the same piece of Rav Shach where he said that was a time on Yaakov Avinu that he locked the box where Dina was in too tight from his brother Esav. Right? What do Chazal tell us? You remember that, Dudi? There was a time on Yaakov Avinu that he locked Dina up in a box because maybe she would have made Esav into Baal Tshuva. He didn't want Esav to get a hold of her. Maybe. So what's the obvious question? If Yaakov Avinu would have called with a shayla, called his father Yitzchak Avinu, Ta have a shayla. I have a brother Esav. He has some problems. He's Boil Nama Rosa. He's a Ritzeach. He's Eved Avodah Zarah. These are just a couple of nice things he does. Right? I have a wonderful daughter. She's a great girl. Should I do a shidduch with him and maybe she'll make him into Baal Tshuva? What would the halacha be? Come on, guys. I come on, Pesachim. Yim kodem kol ma sheyesh lo v'yisa bita l'tamul chacha. The Gemara doesn't say you should sell everything you have and sell your daughter to Arosha. He'll make him Baal Tshuva. Person has obligation the other way around. So Rav Shach said that Avada Yaakov Avinu did the right thing. But he should have been thinking while he was closing the box. It's a shame. Maybe she could have changed it. Maybe she could have changed it. So when Chazal say that Yaakov should have thought Shema Tachzireu, they didn't mean he should have acted on that. He should have at least thought on that. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shlom told Yishuv Benun. L'maisa these Gevoinim are Gerim. Itaka was under a false premise. It was this, it was that. But they're Gerim. If you're going to be Merachik them, it's going to impact you. You're going to end up being Merachik the Kravim also. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlom told. Okay, stop here.